This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
That you put 2025 in that date part. I had to think about it. I wrote my rep check yesterday, and first I was about to go 2024, but nope, we are in to 2025. And here at our downtown studio, downtown Wausau Studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, currently partly cloudy skies and 14 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. If you'd like to join the program, you can call us or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Again, that number works either to call or text us, and of course you can also do it on the Civic Media app. To begin, good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you coming up in just a little bit, but First, to start off our first official day, we had a program yesterday, but that was a pre-recorded program, but the first time in 2025 here live in the studio for our program, we're very happy to welcome back the host of Up North News Radio, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Pat, good morning.
The passwords worked. I'm back. They allowed me back in the digital studio here. So, yes, good morning. Happy to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Is it easy to get back into the chair after a little time away?
It is, actually. It was I really took advantage of what, I don't know if there's an official name. I heard somebody call it Zombie Week between Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and especially with it being on Wednesdays this year. So I took that 8-day period completely off and did a little bit of family Christmas stuff, but mostly it was grandpa duty for my younger daughter out in Kalamazoo. So we had the 2-year-old girl and the 5-year-old boy because my daughter and son-in-law both had to work their jobs throughout. They have jobs with odd hours and everything, and so school being closed, daycare being closed, they appreciated some helping hands, and we had just a wonderful time. But after doing that for the better part of 6 days, it's kind of nice to be back in my quiet house and resuming my quiet life once again without wondering what Disney movie we're going to watch next.
Exactly right. I wanted to ask you to start off with, because you're slightly older than I am, and I remember back to the Jimmy Carter days as President of the United States. In fact, a memory I have when I was about 8 years old was at Rothschild School here in central Wisconsin, standing out and seeing the presidential motorcade go by as he came here to Wausau to celebrate back then the 10th anniversary of Dave Obie being a member of the United States Congress.
Oh, wow.
Back in the late 1970s.
Yeah.
But he passed away late last week, and I wanted to maybe get your thoughts. One thing I want to point out, really, I found it interesting. You talk about Zombie Week, because Carter and Gerald Ford were known for obviously number one running against each other in 1976, but then becoming close friends in their post-presidential years. And Gerald Ford died around the same time. He died on the 26th of December back in 2007. And here the actually 2006, excuse me, and then Jimmy Carter passed away on December the 29th in 2024. It's like they felt like, hey, there's a time frame here that kind of works out, but
it's an interesting thing that we haven't really nailed down is folks that kind of hang on through Christmas. And I talked, of course, you know, about losing two legislators, George Petak and Tim Cullen. We noted the passing of some media figures that included Greg Gumbel and Aaron Brown at CNN. And yeah, there's something about this time of year that already adds to some of the melancholy when you think about the folks we lost over the past year. And there only seems to be a few folks that kind of come in, you know, under the wire that cause us to, you know, spend even more time reminiscing about days gone by.
And one thing, actually, last night I pulled it up. I was just, you know, at home, and I brought up on YouTube Ford's eulogy that was given by Jimmy Carter. And he started his eulogy off the same way that he started his inaugural address, by saying, on behalf of our people and myself, I want to thank my predecessor for all he did to heal America. And it was such a classy move back in 1977. It was such a moving moment in early 2007 as well. And I think that's the thing that, beyond everything else, beyond the record, there was a humanity and a classiness to Jimmy Carter that I think people still want to wrap their arms around.
Look, it's called manners. It's called civility. It's called being truthful, playing by the rules. All things that plenty of people still do today. Unfortunately, we just happen to live in a time where some folks who don't do that, you know, those are no longer career enders for them. Some of them get elected president. Some of them, you know, evade accountability, whether through impeachment or through criminal trials. And some are even, you know, voted back into power. But I'm going to hold on to my faith that is not the norm in human nature, and that we can again see people, you know, in the mold of a Jimmy Carter, a Gerald Ford, the ones who didn't become, you know, president, like, say, a John McCain or a John Kerry, people who treat public service as the honor and duty that it is. And we can get back to that, and we're going to be reminded a lot about that a week from today at Jimmy Carter's funeral. Look, we're going to be reminded time and again beyond that, you know, especially on January 20th, you know, how far we have fallen in some ways. But let's use President Carter's funeral to remind ourselves that if we want to, we can get back to a point where, you know, civility and truth-telling can be net positives in our politics once again.
The start of a new year is a time of renewal, and obviously it's sad. It's a downer, to be, you know, blunt, even beyond a downer, that what happened in New Orleans. And then beyond that, and again, I kind of connected with Carter, who famously said, "I will never lie to you," as President of the United States. And I think one of the most impressive aspects is that for all the people that may criticize something that may have gone on in that administration, it was never because that he was being untruthful to the American people.
No, the guy couldn't even lie to himself. I mean, he was he famously told Playboy magazine about, you know, having committed adultery in his heart or something like that. You know, it just frankly makes it that much more frustrating how many people who claim to be evangelical Christians were also the same people who trashed a man of faith like Jimmy Carter or Joe Biden, for that matter, and embrace somebody like a Donald Trump. But no, Jimmy Carter was simply not capable of lying, and that was both a blessing and a curse in American politics.
And to put it here in 2025, that the default after a tragedy which happened in New Orleans for Donald Trump to push a falsehood. And it's just, it seems that it is the default. And you get that falsehood out there into the bloodstream of the American people, and then it's hard to get it out. And I found that to be so disconcerting yesterday, in addition to the obvious tragedy of New Orleans. But again, Trump gets out there and starts pushing almost what he wants the story to be. He wanted it to be an illegal immigrant coming to America and doing this, when that wasn't the case at all. But again, the complete lack of, I don't know, of shame that
it's going again? Yeah, there's no shame involved for some folks in politics where you can say, you know, whatever you want because they've learned that is the way to get ahead, is to lie. You tell people what they think they want to hear, and it reinforces biases that they already have. I've mentioned several times one of the hardest conversations I ever had was somebody extremely close to me saying, well, I should tell you, this was after the 2016 election, that I voted for Trump, and I know that he lies. But I think they all lie, and the lies that he's telling are the ones that I want to believe could be true. And it absolutely gutted me that this man would say something like that. But it is the position of enough Americans nowadays that they have lost so much faith in all political leaders. You know, they're painting with a broad brush here, that they're all corrupt. And as somebody who was an elected official, you know, I find that so personally frustrating and insulting. But, you know, Trump and company know that you no longer have to work to concoct a story the way, say, the Reagan administration did during Iran-Contra, you know, with all these different moving pieces. No, you just come out and say, you know, the lie, and enough people will believe it. And I hope that's not a permanent fixture, but it's something that's going to take some men and women of honor to set right in our country again.
Just hearing you tell that story again, I recall you saying that previously, it shows how, for us as human beings, that we look for those escape hatches to take the easy route. Because it also shows, again, I think the importance of leadership, that to have leaders that call upon our better selves, to ask ourselves to be our best possible people, because it is rather easy. We have learned, I think, in the past decade or so, when you have somebody that basically allows us to be our worst selves, that I wouldn't have thought this 10 years ago. I wouldn't have thought that one person like Donald Trump, that is such so blatantly, obviously a charlatan, that would have this ability to allow people to really take that easy route, and so many people have in the last 10 years.
Well, and it's because in part the pushback has always been fairly much a one-off thing, where you say one time, oh, that's a lie, here's the fact, and then you let it go. And the other person just keeps telling the same lie over and over and over again. We need people, we need a messaging, we need a media system that pushes back on this stuff every day over and over again, because that's the only way that you're going to counter a false narrative, is to continually reinforce the fact-based narrative.
Pat Kreitlow, back at it from 6 till 8 a.m. every weekday morning, Up North News Radio, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Pat, great to hear you again this morning. Great to be back with you in 2025. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week.
My pleasure. Glad you're feeling better, too. We'll talk to you later.
Absolutely. We're going to take a time out and have Brittany Merlot coming up next here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Right now, plenty of clouds as I take a peek out onto the street here in downtown Wausau, Washington Street here in downtown. Temperature stands at 14 degrees. Had a little bit of snow yesterday, so we got a little bit of snow on the ground. But what can we expect as we get closer to the first weekend of 2025? Well, to find out, we're joined for the first time in this new year by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And as we start off 2025, a little dose of winter-like weather. Had the snow yesterday, have a little bit of cooler temperatures here to start things off. And it looks like it's going to stay pretty chilly as we get towards that first weekend, won't it?
Yes, it will. So I feel like almost every New Year day, I think we get that cold blast that usually wants to push in. I feel like this is a trend, but it is nice to see the sunshine. I know there's more clouds out there than sun today, but it is still peeking through on occasion. We will see plenty of sun as we go through the weekend, which is awesome news. I'm talking mostly sunny for tomorrow, Saturday, and we'll get partly sunny on Sunday. But those temperatures are surely taking a dive. So that's what's triggered the little bit of snowfall. Actually, that's lake effect coming down from Lake Superior. A few flurries flying around here throughout the day, still possible today. We're not looking at any accumulations really besides trace, but up north, they're looking at 1 to 2 inches just to the north of us. So even Tomahawk area could get an inch or so and further north up there, but breezy too. So the snow that's already fallen is kind of blowing and drifting around on some of those up north roads. Winds are about 20 miles per hour today, so it's blowing some snow around, and then it's also making wind chills, of course. So it feels about 10 degrees cooler than our actual temperatures, and that's going to be the case as we go into the weekend too, with the cold really filtering in. Winds stay breezy tomorrow and even into early Saturday. They will start to ease up on Sunday, and then we actually start to climb a little bit into next week. So temperatures this weekend, well, today highs are about 20 degrees, tomorrow 15, Saturday 15, Sunday 18. So when you put the winds on top of that, really feeling more like the single digits, it's gonna hit.
And you mentioned the fact that it would be nice to see some sunshine. It always feels really good this time of year because it's so often very overcast. But then that brings to the clear evenings, as you said, and that means the temperatures really take a dip out in the evenings and the overnights, and people need to be prepared for that.
Absolutely. So for tonight, we're going to fall to about 10 degrees, which is really going to feel more like zero. And then by tomorrow, you know, when we go to those overnights, so early Saturday morning and early Sunday morning, with the winds, it's going to be feeling about 15 to 20 below. So I don't know if a cold weather advisory is going to go out because it needs to be at least negative 25, feel like, but we're right on that border. So kind of the same cold snap that we had a couple weeks ago returning again.
By the way, I know that you had gone shopping, got the New Year's dress. So did you have a fun New Year's Eve, New Year's Day celebration?
I did. It was fantastic, actually. I had this 5-course dinner meal. They had stand-up comedy going on, a live band, champagne toast, and all that. So it was a blast to see some friends and do all of that. How about you?
I had a quiet time. I had been battling a bit of a nasty cold and for a number of days before New Year's, and it just got to the point where I wanted to kind of try to nip it finally.
Yes.
Because I talk so much, whether it's doing the show or doing the games, and I had a few days here without any games. I thought I got to just try to nip this, try to get 2025 off where you're feeling a little bit better. So I did the adult thing this time around. I didn't go out there and start any partying. So.
I would have done the same exact thing. You've got to take care of yourself first and foremost. Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
I'm not a resolution kind of guy. I've never been that way. I tell Ian that. I always say, Ian, did you make a resolution? And he tells me, and then I say, well, I don't make resolutions. How about you? Are you a resolution person? Did you make any?
I try to, but I try to make resolutions all the time. I'm always trying to better myself, so this one definitely is a push. I try to make this one a little bit longer, because usually my goals are short-term. Sure. Let's just try to get them and get to them. So this one, I'm just going to try to be a little bit happier, less anxiety, you know, kind of throughout the days and the months and stuff like that. So we'll see how it goes, but working on different things to help that.
I might steal that one. I think that is a wonderful one, because I think a lot of us, and I will put myself right up there as well, that there are times you hang on to things and you let things that maybe you can't control put stress in your life, and that's not good for one's health or anything else. I mean, you talk about, you know, getting a little under the weather, a lot of it has to do sometimes with stress and stuff like that as well. So I think that is a wonderful resolution, for, as you said, for not just January the 1st, but any time during the year as well. So I give a, that is a good start to 2025.
Thanks.
Right there. What about you? You think that's a good one, Ian?
You know, honestly, I'm going to have to borrow because I suffer from high anxiety as well.
So I think you're going to add it to your...
Be a little less stressful and a little more thankful and happy as well.
Yeah.
You're going to add it to the one you already had?
Yep.
You talked about the, what is it, exercise,
sure,
right?
Make sure I do a little bit of exercise every day for the next month and just go from there. I'm just starting off with a month now, so I can slowly build on it.
I tell you, both of you are making me maybe reconsider my whole no resolution ideas.
We don't have to make a big deal about it. Just secretly small. Try it. Right?
I think you're right. I think that is exactly right. And I think one more resolution that you need to make, Brittany, is to have more forecasts with some snow in over the next couple of months. There.
I agree 100%. Yeah.
The thing was, you were right again yesterday. I remember a couple of days ago you were talking about, you know, us getting a little bit of that snow, and exactly right.
Yeah.
So again, you're off to a good start in 2025. Brittany, again,
thank you
for all the information. It's great to have you back as we start another new year. And enjoy your Thursday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
That's our Brittany Merlot. Again, joins us every weekday morning at 8:21 to give us the latest on the weather and a whole bunch more as well. Coming up, we will have an information update. I'm sure get the latest information on what's going on with the investigation in New Orleans and the rest of the news headlines. Mike Clemens will let us know about Jair Alexander. Sounds like he is done for the season for the Green Bay Packers. We'll have Pete Schwab into the entertainment report and a whole bunch more. So that's all coming up, and then we'll be right back. Time is 8:29, 14 degrees in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
UXCO. Ball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon at Neillsville in high school boys basketball. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:36, 14 degrees under mostly cloudy skies in downtown Wausau. Hopefully, everybody had a very pleasant holiday yesterday, had a good time on New Year's Eve, and then was able to maybe chill a little bit on New Year's Day as well. Yesterday, we did have a new program, but it was pre-recorded, and I wanted to let folks know out there that I saw a couple of texts that came in and also a phone call
that came in during the course of the show yesterday. We were not ignoring you. It's just that for the holiday, we had pre-recorded a program that aired yesterday from 8 until 10 a.m. So the idea that you are still out there tuned in and still out there engaging with the show was something that was very pleasant to see, as I was able to look. And we have a record that, you know, shows us the texts that come in and the calls that come in. And again, just hopefully you're out there tuned in again this morning. We just want to let you know that we were not ignoring you yesterday, and that we really do appreciate the interaction that we have with our listeners as well. And based on that, if you would like to be involved in today's show, feel free to send us a text, give us a call at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. If there's something on your mind as we go into 2025, whether it's the news of the day or even bigger picture items, because sometimes it's good to dig into the big picture as we go into a new year, 715-382-9297. That is the number to either call us or text us. It's a special number that we have for just this show. If you use that number outside this show, I do think it still gets to wherever you need it to go, whatever show's on the air. I'm not even sure about that, but 715-382-9297. I do think if you use that number, say, at 10:30, that you'll get Jane Mantanare and Greg Bach. But you may want to try that out. But they have their own number for the network as well. And, of course, you can always use the Civic Media app as well. Just if you haven't downloaded the app yet, what are you waiting for? Go to your app store, search out Civic Media, and then you have all 21 of the Civic Media radio network stations at your fingertip. And then the fourth one down, you'll see 98.9 WXCO. You can open it up, be able to send us an email, go to our website, listen to our stream wherever you may be, and then also call or text. There's a button to call. There's a button to text as well. So, again, we'd love to hear from you, 715-382-9297 or through the Civic Media app. Did not have a proper introduction of our in-studio engineer back in the first segment. Of course, we wanted to get to Pat Kreitlow as soon as possible, but again, across the way, behind the glass is our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chen. I thought it was interesting when you and Pat were talking about Jimmy Carter as he couldn't even lie to him. Himself, and that made me think about two other presidents who had a history of always telling the truth, because there was a George Washington with his famous "I can never tell a lie" after he chopped down the cherry tree, right. And his father greatly appreciated that. And then there was a good old honest Abe Lincoln.
You know,
two presidents who were famous for, you know, telling the truth and telling it like it is. And
You know you're on the right track when your nickname is Honest. Mm-hmm. You know, if before your name they say Honest, I think that says a lot about you, and I think you're exactly right. And those
Abraham Lincoln is one of my favorite presidents, too.
And when you read about Lincoln, he was such a man that had he had this incredible desire and drive, but at the same time, he didn't let it overwhelm him in terms of doing anything to get to that ultimate goal. And I think sometimes that's the key, is to have that mixture, to have that fire, to have that drive to accomplish great things. And that's what Abraham Lincoln, and I think I've read quite a bit about Lincoln. Mm. One of the things that's always come out in his youth and in his rise to prominence was that he wanted to do something that would be remembered. And he said that. Yeah. He said that during his life, that he wanted to be known and remembered fondly for things that he did, that he didn't want to just be here and then be forgotten when he was gone. And I think he succeeded well beyond any of his dreams and desires. And people remember him each and every day, many, many people, and for his incredible life back in the 19th century. And that's a really good point about comparing these leaders. And I think that when you talk about leadership, whether it's at the local level, whether it's at the state level, whether mm-hmm. it's at the national or the international level, having leaders that do bring out the best in us. And at the end of our conversation with Pat, he mentioned the fact that the person that he had talked to back in 2016, saying that the person said to Pat, "I know that Trump lies, but he tells the lies I want to believe, which is just, it's in a sense, it's kind of a chilling statement, because
it's really sad.
It is, because I mean that you know in your heart that what he's saying is wrong, but in some way you want to believe it. And that's, and the things that Donald Trump normally lies about are usually about pitting one group of people against another group of people within right. our country. And as we go into 2025, and as I said to Pat, I mean, the new year is a chance to turn a new leaf, the chance to have some optimism going into a new year, even when you know that there's going to be challenges coming up. And you want to start off the new year with that sense of hope, that sense that, hey, things can go maybe even better than you would expect. And then you hear the tragedy in New Orleans, and then you hear the response. And that's the thing that really was disconcerting to me yesterday, is that you have this event that occurs. Donald Trump takes a thread of some report from Fox News that indicated that this was somehow an immigrant that came in and did this, and then he tries to spread that to all his people, and then it comes out that it's not true. But you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Mm-mm. The toothpaste is out of the tube when Donald Trump spreads this to millions and millions of his followers on social media, or by saying something in public or whatever it may be. And then all of a sudden, well, we find out, no, that was wrong. And then you start to try to figure out, what, did he intentionally lie, or did he just get bad information? In the end, it doesn't, in a sense, doesn't matter. It's, again, as a person that has served as president and will serve as president, you should hope to have the right information. It is Absolutely. So important to put out the correct information when it comes to important issues for the American people. And this obviously was an important issue, a tragedy occurring in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know if you saw any of the law enforcement press conference yesterday. It was a bit of at times, a clown show. It's concerning.
Oh, dear.
It's just, you have Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. You know, it's incredible that this man shares the name of John Kennedy with a great president, but that's the way it is. And he's making a snide remark to somebody from NBC News had said, hey, NBC News on the right. And then Kennedy makes, well, NBC News is not on the right. I mean, just, I forget the exact language of it, but a snide remark at a very inappropriate time. And again, that's the thing that makes me nervous about going into this next era. And again, we call it Trump 2.0. Yeah. And there's too many important things going on that affect people's lives to play fast and loose with the facts. Mm-hmm. And I hope that we don't have these situations come up over and over and over again. And frankly, there's no real reason for optimism when it comes to that, because Mr. Trump and the people around him have this record of not telling the truth. And that's why it's sort of ironic that we hear a lot about Jimmy Carter now after his passing at the age of 100 last weekend, that he was a man that famously said during the campaign for president in 1976, I will not lie to you. And the thing about it is, there were people, and I've read books about the 1976 presidential campaign. I read a book by one of the members of Gerald Ford's advertising team, the people that put together the commercials during that campaign. And he had mentioned in the book, it's like, you know, it's like ridiculous for somebody to say something like that. It's like, you know, but in the end, Jimmy Carter got into office and he lived those words. And I just, and that's one of the things that's confusing to me when it comes to, as we come to the end of the Biden administration. He was a man that is a real man. Mm-hmm. He is a real man. He's a man that is gone through incredible highs in his life, and he's gone through incredible lows in his life. He is a man that has worked across the aisle during his many decades in the United States Senate, during his years as vice president and as president of the United States. And then he has a record here in office of, I think, some incredibly important pieces of legislation that were put forth and passed and have added to the economic security of this country. He is somebody that took over during the midst of the pandemic, and we got through that pandemic, and then we have grown economically at a rate better than any other industrialized country in the world. You have all this going on, and he's a guy that does come across as a real person. And yet, in the end, we hear all the time, and I hear from our political director, I hear his, you know, interviews and talking about, you know, how unpopular Joe Biden is. And I don't understand it. I don't understand, based on the record, based on the person, why he is so unpopular, according to many of the political analysts. And that's one of the things that I wish I had an answer for. I don't have an answer for it. And if there's people out there that have ideas on why that is, why somebody that I think has been a faithful steward of the office of president, somebody that does, I think, have a big heart towards the issues that average Americans have. Really and does. Yet we have this disconnect when it comes to popularity with the approval ratings, and ultimately having Donald Trump elected president over his vice president. I don't understand, again, the idea.
It shouldn't be about popularity. It should be about focusing on the issues itself. It's not a popularity contest.
Well,
it's about...
I will say real quickly that
how you can work on
popularity is obviously something as a factor, because in order to win election, you have to have a certain level of popularity. That's what a whole election is all about. It's about having the most popular candidate on election day get the most votes. And it's based on the record. It's based on the person. It's based on the actions. You're exactly right on that. But, I mean, in order to, you know, the reason why Donald Trump had more votes than Kamala Harris is, apparently he was more popular than Kamala Harris, according to the people that trudged their ways to way to the polls.
Yeah, I guess so. Just, it's really frustrating that, you know, that comment you made about the person. Well, I know he's lying, but he's telling lies that made me comfortable.
Yes.
Well, I'm okay with that. It's like, do you understand what is wrong with that sentence? You know he's deceiving you, and yet you're okay with it because it's something you can live with?
It's the equivalent of putting your head in the ground. The ostrich.
Basically being an ostrich.
Yes, exactly right. So, again, it's just, it's an interesting time. I'll say that much. It's
indeed
a very interesting time, as the intersection of history and the current events and everything else coming together in the first days of 2025. The time is 8:49. The sun is peeking out. Yeah, the sun has peeked out here on this Thursday morning. 14 degrees is the temperature. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:52, and a little bit of sunshine as we start off our first business day of 2025. Of course, yesterday was the holiday, and back to school for a lot of kids today as well after the Christmas holiday break, and they are back at it, getting back used to it. Last night, if you missed it, we had our big high school sports show. Again, it was New Year's night, but we still had the live big high school sports show last night, and we had a Wausau West student, Jake Hain, member of the Wausau West hockey team, as our student athlete guest, and we were kind of off the air talking about the fact that back to school today, so after a little bit of a break for Christmas and New Year's, everybody getting back into the normality. And I was actually thinking about this a little bit last night as well, that we had, of course, Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then New Year. So quite a few holidays in the past, what, 6 weeks or so. Yeah. And now we have the long kind of winter slog. We kind of go through January and February and March.
Quiet period.
And no real big holidays. We have a few holidays. We have President's Day and Martin Luther King Day, but not the kind of days where, you know, everybody is off. There's like they're federal holidays, but not really holidays where everybody is off. The next real long weekend kind of holiday, or even a holiday that is one that people universally acknowledge and celebrate is Easter. I mean, we don't have anything really until, so the winter months are kind of that long winter slog until Easter, and then the springtime will finally come through, and then of course we'll have Memorial Day, and then get into the summer. So I should stop talking like that because time goes by too quickly. But now back to normality after these kind of odd weeks with holidays in the middle of the week, the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see this year what days the big holidays fall on this year.
Exactly right. And by the way, if you missed last night's big high school sports show, it was again myself, Jeff Gress, talking about what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball, boys and girls hockey, plus our student athlete guest, Wausau West Hockey senior captain Jake Hain. If you missed the show, you can go to our websites, civicmedia.us, click on the show's page, and also WXCO.FM and click on air, and that'll take you to the show's page as well. And then just find Big High School Sports Show, and you'll be able to listen to last night's show and all of our other shows as well. And also, you can subscribe to it as a podcast. If you're on Spotify, if you're on Apple or Google Podcasts, just subscribe to the Big High School Sports Show. Subscribe to this show as well. We're also on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts as well. So if there's a favorite show that you have, whether it's our show or other shows on Civic Media, is you can subscribe to them and be able to keep up to them each and every day or each and every week through a podcast. College football, shooting, I shouldn't say the tragedy in New Orleans led to the postponement of last night's Sugar Bowl game. It's one of the college football quarterfinals. There were four quarterfinals. The first quarterfinal was on Monday night, when Penn State advanced by defeating Boise State by a score of 31-14. And then yesterday on New Year's Day, there were scheduled to be three games involved in the quarterfinals. You had the first one between Texas and Arizona State, turned into a very exciting one at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Texas had a big lead, then saw Arizona State rally to force overtime, and then in overtime, Arizona State was one play away from winning it. Texas had fourth down and 13, but they were able to convert it for a touchdown, sent it to double overtime, and then Texas was able to win it in double overtime, 39-31. So Texas next will take on Ohio State. They knocked off the previously undefeated and number one seed Oregon Ducks at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena yesterday, 41-21. So one of the college football semifinals, or Ohio State taking on Texas. But the final position in the Final Four of college football will now be this afternoon. Last night was supposed to be the Sugar Bowl, but with the tragedy in New Orleans, with everything that was going on in New Orleans, everybody came together and very smartly and very wisely said that we need to postpone it for a day. So now Notre Dame will take on Georgia at the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans this afternoon. Kickoff will be at 3 p.m. On ESPN, and hopefully they will just be able to get through that game, be able to make sure everything is safe and sound, and then get out of town and let the folks in New Orleans and Louisiana continue to do everything they can to get to the bottom of what happened and to try to, you know, heal that community. So
that was a very wise move to postpone the game, to make sure they take some time after the tragedy and really just try to make sure everybody is safe. Absolutely.
Yeah, and they do, absolutely, they do have to get the game in, so they're going to do it this afternoon. I think that's also wise to do it during the daytime hours and to take care of business during the afternoon, late afternoon, and then let's get the game done and move forward.
Absolutely.
The time is 8:58. Got another hour to go. good start here on this Thursday. Good to start to, I think, our 2025 Chad Holmes show. We'll come back after an information update, news, weather, sports, all coming up, and then back with another hour. And, of course, we'll have our second number for the day quiz. We'll see if Ian can get back on the winning track. He's 2 for 3 so far this week, so he's already got a passing grade. He's going to try to have a winning week by getting it right later in the second hour. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.